The city of Aspen wants to know what environmental sustainability means to people in the area. Does it mean cleaner air or making sure there's enough water to go around? Or maybe there's another description. It's part of Aspen's new effort to find out exactly how well the city is meeting its own sustainability goals.
So one of the comparisons that came out was I'm healthy. What we're not looking for is I'm gonna exercise to get healthy, but we're looking at I have, you know, good blood pressure, good cholesterol levels, and those kinds of things.
That's CJ Oliver, Aspen's environmental health director. Much like thinking about a person's health, Oliver says it's all about setting up key measurements. And that, he says, involves something called a dashboard. That shorthand for putting together different measurements to understand how clean the air is, how much energy is being used, and another key resource here.
We're looking at a number of factors with water that include aquatic health, adequate water supply, those types of things. And so we want to get the community's feedback on, is this important to you, you know, before we make that the final measure. And what we don't want to do is measure something that people just aren't that interested or passionate about.
The city will be measuring progress on clean water, air, waste, energy, and an open space category. Oliver and others spoke with experts on how best to do that, including things like tracking ozone levels or counting traffic on Castle Creek Bridge. Now, the city wants to know which of those are more important to locals and whether they've left something important out.
So, if there's something that's missing, you know, and the community at large feels like, no, this is an important thing, that's what we're trying to pull out of this process in particular, is there something that we've missed? Something that as a community, is if this is our plan and it's kind of, you know, it's out there, it's on the internet, we want to see reflected in that plan what this community values.
The survey is 8 pages long and has specific questions about water supplies and healthy streams, clean air and energy use, and then how important each are to locals. It's all about clarifying what part of environmental sustainability needs the most attention in Aspen. It will also rate the city's performance so far.
We feel like this is a hot button issue. The subject matter experts feel like this is a hot button issue, but if the community at large doesn't have an opinion on it, that, you know, may be some work that we need to get done to bring folks up to speed on it.
Right now, Aspen is lagging behind on renewable energy goals. According to a 2011 report by the city's own Canary Initiative, Aspen isn't on track to meet proposed greenhouse gas targets. This new round of pinpointing sustainability could help. Don Knapp is with an international organization called ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability.
We're seeing the leading cities and counties around the country recognizing that measuring performance is key. And once you set your goals and targets in different areas, you create a plan for how to get there.
Knapp says measuring is a good way for communities to figure out just how sustainable they really are. Beyond that, there's no cookie-cutter approach, so the survey Aspen's doing is also a good idea.
The goals that are in play in one community may not be the right goals for the other one, so I think that aspect of having a conversation, the local government and the community members having a conversation about what is their vision of a sustainable community. So that's a vital conversation that needs to happen in every community.
Aspen's survey runs through next Monday, May 20th. You can find a link to the survey on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. The city hopes to have the final measuring plan before City Council this July. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.